It's 11:30 and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Sharman Hassaniani with Irina Bertin and Denise Falzon. In weather, it's 14 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. Now here are the headlines. Wesley Snipes sentenced to 3 years in prison. Are dance clubs losing their appeal? And Toronto Rockers hit the Film Fest screen. Now to our top story. Wesley Snipes is sentenced to 3 years in prison for tax convictions. He didn't file his U.S. income tax returns from 1999 to 2001. Since 1999, the actor has earned more than $38 million. In court yesterday, he apologized for his mistakes and promised to never repeat them again. He tried to give the judge $5 million, but he didn't accept the money. Snipes even had famous friends describe the good person he actually is, pointing out he doesn't have a criminal record. Obviously, it didn't work. He says he wants an appeal, but prosecutors say they won't grant him bail while the appeal is pending. Prison officials will let Snipes know when he has to start serving his sentence. Get ready for another reality TV show. Jennifer Lopez will be airing a series on TLC. She'll be giving fans a glimpse into her busy life as an actress, singer, dancer, businesswoman, and now a mom. Lopez will take advantage of the show by revealing her new fragrance, adding to her multi-million dollar empire. She says she's looking forward to the program and sharing her journey with everyone. Lopez is the executive producer of the show. What happens when a cultural medley shatters stereotypes and misconceptions? Step outside the box next to find out what went on at the Cultural Mosaic Talent Show. Irina Bertin reports.
MC Andre Vachiste appears on stage with his upper body trapped in a green-colored box. The audience has to help him get out of the box by yelling kaboom as loud as possible. After three intense roars from the spectators, 22-year-old Vachiste destroys the box.
Outside of the box means to me, means stop restricting yourself. I mean, there's a lot of things in life that we let hold us back, and it's not about focusing on what can hold us back, but focusing on what we can accomplish, what we're able of doing, you know?
Outside the Box is the new concept of the 18th Annual Cultural Mosaic Talent Show. Last month's mid-sized event featured University of Toronto at Scarborough student performers. 19-year-old Natalie Venelainen, the Mosaic's coordinator, says the show is a celebration of cultural diversity.
Well, the SCSU mission statement has a lot to do about, you know, cultural diversity on campus because we are extremely diverse. And especially to have a show like this, it elevates like school spirit.
The audience clapped furiously for various vocal pieces, a couple of traditional South Asian dances, and even a comedy routine. Irina Bertin, Centennial College Radio News.
Now here's Irina with commentary.
Thanks, Sherman, and hello, everyone. Let's talk about nightclubs. Young adults seem to be the biggest fans of the club scene. Going to a club in the weekend appears to be an absolute must for anyone 18 to 26. So as a 21-year-old, why don't I enjoy clubbing like the rest of the normal, cool people who are my age? And why is it that I don't feel bad about myself when I'm home reading a book on a Friday night instead of getting smashed? The answer, I don't want to throw away money on overpriced $3 Kochecks or $6 beers. It's also an eyesore to see underage girls who get into clubs with their fake IDs and as a result, think they've conquered the world. What bouncer in his right mind lets in a 16-year-old with a visibly fake ID and only a tiny bandana wrapped around her breasts? But I especially despise the hormone-driven males injected with shots of bravery from all the booze they've had who dare put their hands on girls who are likewise too wasted to care. And if you've ever been in Toronto's entertainment district after last call, you've seen the swarm of drunks pouring out of the clubs causing ruckus on the streets. Lovely, eh? So, girls, which fabulous club are we hitting tonight? And that's all from me. We'll hear another commentary from Denise after this break.
Hi, I'm Herman. I'm one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting a light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for their annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice, and to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break. I don't want to babysit all those animals and fish until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. Arts. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located on the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meowy Christmas and a happy new year from Allison's Pet Center.
Welcome back. The 15th annual Hot Docs Canadian International Documentary Festival is still underway in Toronto. I had the chance to see this year's opening film called Anvil, The Story of Anvil, and it was absolutely amazing. For those who don't know, Anvil is a Toronto thrash metal band who have been around since the 80s. I like to call them the almost famous band because they never really hit it big. But I have so much respect for them for sticking to that old school sound of thrash metal and performing just for the love of the music. The documentary shows the band's content with their level of success, yet constant struggle for more. But Anvil's immense passion for music is so evident in this film. The highlights for me are the interviews with all the legendary metal musicians like Metallica's Lars Ulrich and Tom Araya from Slayer. But even if you're not a metal fan, you'll enjoy this film. There's a lot of emotion involved. It made me laugh and it almost made me cry. So it's a great documentary, definitely worth watching, and the film festival experience was just incredible. Hot Docs is running until Sunday, so you've still got a bit of time to catch some great films. And that's all for me, now let's send it back to Charmin for the wrap.
Thanks, Denise. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 50 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.
Okay, go whenever you're ready.